Hi, how you doing?
Fine. Hello? Who's calling?
I'm glad to hear that. Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple of questions.
What's it about?
Mostly politics.
Go ahead.
All right, perfect. So today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Would you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. In which state do you currently reside?
New York.
Thank you. What is your zip code?
13057.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
47.
Thank you. Let me ask you, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
White.
All right, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm registered as a Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as a strong or not a strong Republican?
I'm not right now, no.
Okay. Not a strong Republican for the moment. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
I feel my vote better be a 10.
All right, thank you, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections were elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Democrat, Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, undecided, or would vote for other political offices but not president?
I am going to vote Democrat because the man that's a Republican, I do not think that man should be allowed to be trying to be our president. He is a horrible person. And not in this lifetime would I ever vote for him.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, Democrat or Republican?
A Democrat.
Thank you. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. So the first statement is, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Second one, I am personally against.
Go right there. Number one.
Oh. Okay, thank you. Based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think is best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion legally? The first one, abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Second one, abortion is legal and available in some restrictions in New York.
Nope, number one.
Okay, thank you. How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you, one, very concerned?
I'm very concerned.
Okay.
So whatever the highest is, or whatever the number is, very concerned. It's nobody else's business.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. And then also, and as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that?
Can you say that again, please?
Ballot measures.
Yeah.
And let me ask you, are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortions? Have you heard a lot? heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing
at all? I've heard, let's put it in the middle.
Heard some?
Yeah, you know, I think I know people here in New York. We tried very hard to get this. We got it. And I do not think that our people are that stupid to go back to what they want us to go back to.
Okay. So based on what you know, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or
oh, yes.
Are you undecided?
Definitely.
That'd be a yes
definitely.
Vote?
Definitely. Yep.
All right. Thank you. Here is the text of proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November 2024 elections. Adds certain protections to the state bill of rights. So it adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protections against the discrimination in New York state constitution. A no vote leaves this protections out of the state constitution. After reading the ballot measure language, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided or will not vote on the ballot measure?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. I would definitely vote for it.
Oh, okay.
It better go through it, you know, because, you know, like I said, it's nobody else's business. And to keep the state and the government out of my business, if I want to have an abortion, I will have one.
Okay.
I'm a little bit too old right now. But, I mean, yes, it better be that way.
Yeah, everybody's voice makes a difference. All right. And let me ask you, next one, it says, what values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the rights to abortion? Please pick two values that are the best describes the values behind your decision for the following list. So we'll read some values right here. The first one is safety. The second one is freedom. Third one, empathy. Fourth, control over your own life. Fifth, responsibility to women. Sixth, privacy. Seventh, equality. Eighth, rights. Ninth, responsibility to younger and future generations. Tenth, making decisions about your own body.
Number 10, I believe. I mean, it's my decision, my daughter's decision, my granddaughter's, my great-granddaughter's. It's nobody else's business but our own. So that's how I feel. I guess number 10.
And another one?
I would say the last four, maybe. In there somewhere.
Oh, okay. So that's for us. Responsibility to younger and future generations, rights, equality,
yeah,
and privacy.
Yeah, it's up to them to make up their decision. It's not ours.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't want to go back to 1800s or even the beginning of the 1900s.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to say I'm one of the, 60s kids, okay? We came out of a government that told us what we were going to do, and our parents and our grandparents, that not anymore. And we changed it, but sometimes I wonder if we changed it right.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. Every generation has different opinions. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So next one is, does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
It doesn't make any difference, but I'm definitely voting, and I definitely will vote for my decision.
All right. Thank you. If you learned that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you much or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
If somebody is definitely going to go and say, yes, it's everyone's decision, yes, I will vote for that.
Oh, okay. So it's like much more likely.
In other words, I will vote that, yes, I back everybody's decision to make their own decision. If they want an abortion, fine. If they don't, that's fine. That's up to them, not mine.
Okay. Thank you. And if you learned that a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood?
It doesn't make any difference. It's just, no, it has to be the person himself. And, yeah.
Oh,
no,
right.
I wouldn't vote for the person anyway.
All right. Thank you. And next one, to the best of your knowledge, so this is to Democrats, so your opinion on Democrats. So to the best of your knowledge, number one, the Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally. Number two, want a national ban on abortion without exception.
One.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, to the best of your knowledge, this is for the Republicans. So do Republicans, number one, want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Two, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Three, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or four, want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
The way I feel is they are trying to push it off onto the states, but I think, and it's up to the state, but I don't think it's up to the state, it's up to the person. So the person's living in New York State and they have that abortion, fine. Otherwise, if they can't get it in New York and they can go to Pennsylvania, that's fine too. So, I mean, wherever they can, somebody that really, you know, needs it. I do not believe in abortion as far as using as a birth control. Okay? I do think that if somebody really has a problem or really, really is not ready to have a child, that abortion is their decision and theirs alone, nobody else's.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. So how about you? Do you want abortions to be legal and accessible?
Yes, I do.
Nationally? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you. When thinking about who to vote for the race for the United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? Number one, a requirement. I will not vote for candidates who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Number two, it's very important. Number three, somewhat important. Number four, neutral, neither important nor unimportant.
Number one.
Okay. When thinking about who to vote for the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? Number one, a requirement. I will not vote for a candidate who does not share my opinion on abortion. Number two, very important. Number three, somewhat important. Number four,
number one.
Neutral. Okay, thank you. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Project 2025 is an agenda to the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancy, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. Based on what just You just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called the Project 2025?
If we were a communist country, that would be different. But we are the United States. Matter of fact, I've got it on right now. Land of the free and the brave. And because of the brave, we're free. It's, again, no one else in this world can tell me what I can do with my own decision, what's going to happen. So I would never vote for anyone that was going to want to put that through.
All right. So this one will be very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, neither favorable or unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I wouldn't vote for it. Or the person who's pushing it. So I'm not in favor of it, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Oh, okay. Thank you, man. Thank you. If you learned that a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, will that make you more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference on your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
If this person is pushing for this, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Then I would not vote for him.
Oh, okay. So it would be like somewhat less likely to vote for the candidate, or much less likely to vote for the candidate?
I wouldn't at all.
Okay. Thank you. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and abortion ballot measures. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for the Democratic candidate and yes on the ballot measure. So these are statements for the Democrats. The first one reads, for all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility fight to protect their ability to make their healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and children.
Number one, the one you wrote, or you said the first one.
Very convincing reason.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Second statement, if a Republican wins this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortions and monitoring people's pregnancy. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats by up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure, and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. So regarding this statement, do you think this is a very convincing reason for you to vote for a Democratic representative?
Democrat,
somewhat,
yeah.
Convincing reason.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would definitely, if it's between for or against, I do not want that going through.
Okay, thank you. And now here are some statements made by people who support the Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for the Republican candidate and no on the ballot measure. So the same thing is a statement by Republicans. So the first one reads, Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim is of incest. Regarding this statement, do you think this statement to vote for a Republican is very convincing reason, somewhat convincing
nope.
reason? Not a very
I wouldn't
convincing
vote for him. I would not
very,
vote for him.
Oh, not a convincing reason at all?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that anybody could ever tell me or say about that I would say, oh, yeah, that's a good reason to vote. No, it's not.
Okay, All right. Thank you. Thank you. Next one is, next statement. Abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let states determine abortion policies, not the president or the Congress. So regarding the statement, do you think it's a very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing
reason?
Well,
if it's going to be the state and the Supreme Court doesn't want to get involved, yeah, all right, the state. But I think, again, that it has to be somebody in that would say, okay, it's your decision whether you want this to go through or not. And if you say, yes, you do, then that's the person that I want to vote for. Because, again, it's none of their business. So if it's going to be the president or the Congress or whomever, you know, tell me what I'm going to do. Okay? I mean, again, that's going back to the 1980s, or not 1980s, I'm talking about the 1880s or 1820s, or go back to 1700s. Nobody should be able to tell somebody what they can do and or can't do.
So with that statement, so you think it's a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all?
No, I guess, I don't know. Whatever you think, I don't want that, the government as far as the president or the Congress to say yes or no. New York State, it's up to us to vote the person into the state that will back saying it's up to us, it's up to the person or the people of New York State to decide. So, yeah, I would say New York State.
Okay, thank you. So for this one statement, you say that it's not a convincing reason at all?
Yep.
All right, thank you. Last statement, science tells us that unborn babies are human beings. With a heartbeat, who feel pain, make fists, have facial expression, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. So despite this statement, do you think it's a very convincing reason, a somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
You can't convince me that if somebody has a major problem, like I said, I don't approve of it as birth control, but I do approve of it as if somebody decides, no, they don't want to have this child at this point. Okay? Well, you know, it is like a, never mind. Go ahead. Go on. I would not, yeah, I don't know.
All right. No, that's why the service are good. Opens up people's minds. That's good. Some of these questions are a little bit repetitive in case people change their mind. But no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to change on the issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I'm going to go with 8.
All right, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections were for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democratic Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided?
I would vote for the Democrats.
Thank you. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the rights to abortion, or are you undecided or will not vote on the ballot?
No, number one.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
All right. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated,
married.
Divorced?
Married.
Let me ask you, are you parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No. Our children have grown.
All right. Thank you. And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay,
straight,
three, bisexual? Okay. Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden for Democrat, Donald Trump for
Joe Biden.
Someone else? Oh, okay.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. In the last year in the 2023, what was your total family income for all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I really don't. No, I'm not going to say that. We're middle class. How's that?
All right. Thank you. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you for so much for your participation. So I would like to thank you for answering all those questions. I know, like I was letting you know, some of them are repetitive, but thank you once again for answering those questions once again. Thank you.
Well, I hope, like you ask, what is the percentage of your vote does it mean to you? This means a lot to me, but will this make a difference in what you're doing right now to put that in there and say, yes, this person is definitely, against, or for, what I'm talking about. I mean, I know this is a survey, but I don't know who you're doing this for, or if this is just a survey done by someone that is not running for government.
Basically, everybody's opinion is taken into consideration. They end up adding everybody's opinions, and they provide this information to like a candidate.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All your decisions. That's why we respect everybody's decisions. So it doesn't matter who you vote for, but everybody has the right to decide what they do.
Okay. All right. That sounds good then.
All right. Well, I appreciate
as long as it's going to count. Yes, I will go for that.
Yeah. Every opinion counts, man. Thank you once again for taking your time and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, man.
Thanks. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.